Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. And for those of you that may not be aware, February is Heart Month. Of course, here at Wayne Memorial Hospital, we want you to take care of your heart every month of the year. And my guest today is Dr. Mohammed Dogar, and I think he would totally agree with that statement. Dr. Dogar is an interventional cardiologist here at Wayne Memorial Physician Specialty Clinic. So good morning, Dr. Dogar.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
Good, good. And I know I want to, again, thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule, you know, to record this show today. I think it's so important for our community to know what Wayne Memorial has available, you know, here to help individuals with their heart, with heart disease, and to help celebrate Heart Month. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? How long have you been an interventional cardiologist? What does that mean?
So I've been an interventional cardiologist for about 6 years. I was in Long Island before at Stony Brook. I came to Scranton in about 4 years ago. And then I was in Scranton with a private group, and I recently joined Wayne Memorial Hospital about 6 months ago, and I'm glad to be here.
And we are so happy to have you here as well. And you know, we kind of talked about this, you know, before we started recording. Did you think you would be this busy here in Honesdale, Wayne County, Wayne Memorial Hospital?
Actually, that came as a surprise. I did not think that Wayne Memorial Hospital will have this much heart disease. But somehow our population, the dynamics, the age, it's just a recipe for coronary artery disease, heart disease. And we have a lot of patients here in our cardiology department, and it's a very busy place.
Right, very busy because there's you and Dr. Pancholi, which are both interventional cardiologists. And then we have another team of cardiologists and mid-levels. So what is the difference between a general cardiologist and an interventional cardiologist?
So first of all, every interventional cardiologist is a general cardiologist as well. We do our training in general cardiology. We are both, me and Dr. Pancholi, both certified in general cardiology as well as interventional cardiology. After doing general cardiology, there is a specialized training in interventional cardiology where we spend time at a university hospital and we learn how to deal with the blockages, how to fix blockages in the arteries of the heart, how to fix the problems with the valves of the heart, how to fix the circulation of the legs, how to fix the circulation in the neck, how to deal with blood clots in the lungs, how to deal with blood clots in the legs, and how to put in pacemakers, defibrillators. So besides the open heart surgery, an interventional cardiologist can do a lot of procedures.
Right. And do you think those advances that you talked about, like catheterizations and pacemakers, has helped decrease the need for open heart surgery?
Definitely. The goal is to decrease or prevent the coronary artery disease or heart disease from coming on. So we have a very robust preventive program where all of the interventional cardiologists, general cardiologists, and our mid-level providers, along with our staff, the nursing team, we work together, we see the patients, and along with our community health providers, we try to decrease the risk factors and try to prevent the heart disease from coming on. That's very important.
Right, that's very important. And so, you know, the fact that Wayne Memorial has a heart and vascular lab, again, I think is totally incredible, where we can do a lot of those procedures that you just spoke about, correct?
Yes, we have a very robust Heart and Vascular Institute at Wayne Memorial Hospital. We have a state-of-the-art facility here. Our lab is very robust. We have a very good nursing team. We have a very good team of technicians that are motivated to take care of the patients. It starts a lot of times with the acutely sick patient that comes to our hospital in the middle of the night. They're having a heart attack, and then the emergency department activates the cath lab, and the staff comes in, the doctor comes in. Sometimes the patient is having an acute heart attack, they have a blockage in one of the arteries that supply blood to the heart muscle, and we are able to open that. That is only one part of Wayne Memorial Hospital. The other part is preventive part, where a patient may not have a heart attack, an active heart attack, but they have a severe blockage, and we are able to open that blockage and help prevent a heart attack.
Right, right. Again, that prevention is really the key here. And so when you look at that, and our location here in Wayne County and, you know, in Honesdale, it is important if someone is having symptoms, which I'll ask you in a couple of minutes what they are, they should go to the nearest hospital, correct?
That is very important. So many times we see our loved ones having heart issues or strokes or neurological issues, but when it comes to ourselves, we never think that we're going to have a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
So when anyone is having chest discomfort that is unusual, shortness of breath that is unusual, shortness of breath or chest discomfort or uneasy feeling, going up a steep slope or doing exercise, it's important that we present to the nearest hospital, because if the condition is treated within certain hours, for example, for stroke, if you get treatment within the first 3 to 4 hours, there is a very good chance that you will have good neurological recovery. And after 3 to 4 hours, the brain muscle sort of starts to deteriorate. And same for the heart muscle. If someone is having stable symptoms, they are not having a heart attack, and we are able to get to that blockage before the heart attack, the heart muscle stays normal. But unfortunately, if someone is having a heart attack, they are having chest pain or ongoing damage to the heart muscle for several minutes to several hours, then sometimes that heart muscle is not salvageable, and then long-term problems follow that heart.
Right, right, exactly. That was so informative. So again, we always like to say prevention is the key, right?
Yes.
So what recommendations do you have for individuals, you know, in general? You mentioned a really important key is the primary care, right? I mean, yes, we have cardiologists here. We have interventional cardiologists that see individuals when that heart disease starts or is severe. But what about primary care? What about everyday living for individuals?
Yes. So the heart disease is something that can be predicted a lot of times. So if there is a family history where either the male family members are having, where the male family members have history of having heart attacks, having stents, having open heart surgeries early on in their lives. By early on, we usually mean a male family member requiring something before the age of 50 to 55, or a female family member requiring some heart intervention before the age of 60 to 65. Then that is the first red flag. If people in our community have a family history like that, then the important thing is not to smoke. See the primary care doctor early in life, and if their blood pressure is well controlled, if they are checked for diabetes, if they are not smoking, and if their cholesterol numbers are well managed, then there is a very good chance that they will not have the same problems like their family members had.
Right, exactly. So, you know, when, you know, I am a little older, but when I was younger, people were like, well, you have a family history, you know, that's not going to change. But you can. Those lifestyle changes, I think number one that you mentioned is smoking. Not smoking is so important. And I just have a radio show coming up about free programs to help people to stop smoking, because those things will help as well, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is very important. The primary prevention, or the prevention of the disease from coming on, that is so, so important. As we just mentioned, that, you know, the most important things that we can do, or we can suggest as cardiologists, is that try to cut down on the smoking, try to exercise. Exercise is so important. And then the rest of the risk factors, high blood pressure, if someone has diabetes, then making sure that they are following the directions of their primary care doctor or their endocrinologist, or if someone has high cholesterol, then taking care of that cholesterol. And early refer to a cardiologist if someone has strong family history, where either the parents or the uncles or aunts or grandparents or great-grandparents had heart problems early in life, should see a primary care doctor and maybe even a cardiologist to make sure that, you know, we are heading in the right direction.
Right, right. And, you know, I look at my family history, too. I mean, it's so sad to say that my father passed away of a heart attack after shoveling snow. You know, we live in Northeast Pennsylvania, right? Those are things that we need to look at and kind of evaluate what to do before you really get checked out by your doctor, right?
Yes, that is so important. So, as you mentioned, living in Northeast Pennsylvania, in Honesdale or in Wayne County, we see a lot of snow. So if someone is physically fit, where they are exercising, they are walking, or they are doing other stuff that is physically exerting, like chopping wood, and they're not having any shortness of breath or chest pain, then it's okay. They can shovel a little bit of snow. But if someone is sitting on their couch for several weeks, several months, watching television, and they're not used to exercising, and they go outside and they start shoveling snow, there is an increased risk of getting heart attacks. And as interventional cardiologists, whenever we see a big snowstorm, we know that heart attacks are going to come to the hospital after shoveling snow. So that's a red flag.
Right, right, exactly. And dietary, I don't know if you were aware too, my background, I am a dietitian. So I remember counseling many patients that, you know, have heart disease or diabetes. Diabetes was my specialty. How important it is to eat healthy.
That is very important now. We see many people, patients ask us that, what are the dietary recommendations? So the dietary recommendations are usually what's called a Mediterranean diet. It starts with healthy oils like olive oil. Increase the amount of nuts, increase the amount of green leafy vegetables, and early dietary changes, they go a long way.
Right.
And now the dietary resources are available to everyone. We can search online at at a reputable resource, right, and we can follow those dietary recommendations. Or if you come to Wayne Memorial Hospital, we can provide you with dietary counseling services as well.
Exactly, exactly, and they do a great job. And I you do want to point out too is, individuals need to go to a reputable site,
yes,
for dietary information.
That is so important, because there is so much misleading information out there, that whatever information you obtain online, it should only be followed after discussing with your primary care doctor or with your cardiologist.
Right. I'm not surprised. The information that you shared today is so incredibly important. If there was one thing you wanted to say about individuals and heart disease to prevent it, what habit is one of the worst things to do?
I'll say the worst thing is smoking.
Yeah.
And the best thing is exercise.
Right, exactly. I would agree. I can't agree with you more. And that's the reason why I want to point this out, is because in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a show where there is free classes, free smoking cessation programs out there that can help people, because it's never too late to stop smoking, right, and prevent heart disease.
Definitely. And I think Wayne Memorial Hospital, along with its community health services, its primary care providers, and all the specialists, is doing an amazing job in the community.
Right, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. So Dr. Dogar, I want to thank you for being on the show today, giving our listeners the information, so helpful information, to keep their hearts healthy.
Yes, it's very important. And now at Wayne Memorial Hospital, we are able to provide several services that were not available before. We are able to provide interventions for blockages in the arteries of the heart. We can work you up completely for any blockages in the heart valves, any valve problems. We can refer you to a reputable provider. We are able to put in pacemakers, manage pacemakers. These are new services, especially the pacemaker, the defibrillator services that were not present before. So exciting times at Wayne Memorial Hospital.
Very, very exciting. And it's like you said, right here at Wayne Memorial Hospital in our heart and vascular lab, correct?
Definitely, definitely.
Yes. So again, thank you so much for being on the show today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. And have a good day, everyone.
Yes, thank you. And again, this is Carol Knier. If you need to find a cardiologist or any physician specialty services, please give us a call at 570 6161 WMH, and you can go down to the provider list and pick that specialty. So again, thank you for joining us and have a great day.